The government are cutting benefits for people with a spare room because they don't think taxpayers should subsidise people to live in houses bigger than they need. We asked people around Cardiff whether they thought that this bedroom tax was fair.
I think they're just going after the wrong target. I don't think that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is lack of housing and lack of affordable housing and lack of social housing.
I think the basis of it is fair, the bottom line is fair. However, there doesn't seem to be any room at all for these people to move on. There is a lack of housing or suitable housing for one bedroom, two bedroom, unless they want to go to the private sector where they will have perhaps a raw deal.
I don't necessarily believe in the bedroom tax per se, but I think what you have to think about is that if people have been allocated homes for a need which is no longer there, and say family have grown up and moved on, then there has to be some sort of flexibility in the housing market stock to allow other people in need to take those places and perhaps transfer the people in the oversized house to alternative accommodation.
I agree with it if it is a new allocation. So if somebody is choosing to move into a property that's larger than their needs, but I don't think that you can bring something like that in retrospectively and punish people who've lived in, say, a council house for 20 years, maybe the child's moved out of home now and they're left with a spare room, and suddenly they're being penalised for that. So I don't think you can introduce it retrospectively.
Doesn't affect me, but when you hear of people that have 10, 12 children to get a bigger house, well, the unfortunate person who's severely ill and he needs a spare room for his medical equipment, it's not fair then.
Do you agree with the comments made? Let us know at iwaconvention.co.uk or on Twitter with the hashtag IWAConvention.